So just continuing to take a few moments to settle in for today's practice. Checking in with the body to see if there's anything else that the body needs to feel 5 to 10% more comfortable. And making any further adjustments now, wanting the body to be as comfortable as possible for the practice. And if using the practice at bedtime, making sure you're in the position in which you normally fall asleep. And beginning the practice by becoming aware of your breathing. Following the breath as it is gently, naturally coming into the body. The nostrils, the chest, and then following it as it comes back out through the mouth or the nose. And becoming aware of the weight of the body. And silently giving the body permission to let go for this practice. Letting the body know that there is nothing it has to do right now. And beginning to feel the entire body sinking down. All of the muscles letting go little by little into the surface upon which it is resting. And becoming aware of any tension in the mind today. Worries about the future. A to-do list. Perhaps something from the past that the mind keeps going back to, replaying. And just picture yourself placing these all to the side now, letting them know that you're giving them a little time out. But if they need you after the practice, you will come back for them. And if using the practice at bedtime, letting them know you'll come back for them in the morning, if they need you. And letting go of doing and trying. Remember that whatever you experience during the practice is fine. Staying awake, drifting in and out, or completely falling asleep, trusting you will get whatever you need from the practice today. And becoming aware of your surroundings, the room, the sounds, letting all the sounds come and go. Feeling the surface that is supporting your body. Remember, you are always supported. And finding an intention or two for this practice. Perhaps an intention to feel more rested, more relaxed. Perhaps to feel and release an emotion. Shift a belief. Perhaps an intention to heal. To connect with courage, worth, or wisdom. Perhaps to sleep deeply, peacefully. And when you find your 1 to 2 intentions, just silently affirm them. And know they'll remember you throughout the practice. And then finding your heart's desire for healing, living your truth, setting and keeping boundaries. Perhaps I'm always speaking and living my truth with ease. I'm easily setting, keeping boundaries with myself and others. I'm safe and supported to live my truth. I'm healing in divine time with divine support. When you find your desire, begin to silently affirm it. Affirming it and visualizing yourself living it. What it looks like. What it feels like in the body. To be living it right now. True in this moment. And then taking a few moments to again connect with the breath, following your breath as it is naturally coming in and out of the body. The breath in the nostrils, the chest rising and falling, the belly rising and falling at its own pace. And perhaps as you continue to follow the breath coming in and out, as it is coming in, thinking about what you would like to bring more of into your life. Perhaps breathing in courage, trust, safety. And perhaps as you are breathing out, letting go of fear, blame, perhaps anger or resentment. And continuing for a few more moments, breathing in that which you would like more of. And feeling and breathing out that which you are ready to let go of. Letting go of it with gratitude. And then becoming aware of feelings, sensations in the body. And as we rotate your attention through the physical body, just noticing what's present today. Not trying to fix it or change it. Remember, it's just a messenger, giving you a clue as to what needs some change or attention in your life. And first, becoming aware of sensation in the mouth, the inside of the mouth. Sensation in the lips. The jaw. The ears. The nose. The eyes. The forehead. scalp. Sensation in the back of the head. The back of the neck. Sensation in the throat. And becoming aware now of sensation in the arms. And first bringing your attention to the right arm, the right shoulder. And slowly moving down the right arm. Noticing sensation all the way down to the fingertips. And then moving to the left arm, the left shoulder. And moving down the left arm. Just feeling, noticing sensation all the way down to the left fingertips. Becoming aware of sensation in the torso, the chest, the belly, the pelvis, the genitals. And moving to the back of the torso, the upper back, the middle back, the lower back, the buttocks. Becoming aware of sensation now in the legs. And first bring your attention to the right leg, the right hip, and slowly moving down the leg, noticing sensations, feelings. All the way down to the right foot and toes. And then moving to the left leg, the left hip. And moving down the leg, noticing sensations all the way down into the left foot and toes. And becoming aware now of sensation in the whole body. Gratitude for the whole body and all of the messages that it brings. finding that messenger, that feeling, sensation that has been speaking to you the loudest today. It could be fatigue, maybe tightness or tension, pain or discomfort, maybe an area that you know just has a problem, an issue such as the thyroid, the jaw, the throat. And just being with this feeling, this area for a few moments. Not trying to fix it or change it. Remembering it's a messenger coming to help you, give you information. Silently inquiring to this feeling or area, what is it that you are here to tell me? What do I need to do or say, change? And then listening for a few moments with open curiosity. Listening for the message. And then silently thanking this feeling, this area, for whatever message it brought you today. And if you didn't hear a message, know that that's okay too. We all hear our messages in divine time when we are ready. And then allowing your attention to move to emotions. And finding that emotion that really needs your attention today. One that you've been stuffing, perhaps for days, months, years, or a lifetime. It might be the emotion of fear. It could be anger or resentment. Grief, sadness, or blame. Whatever the emotion, knowing that you don't need to be afraid of it, just silently inviting it in. Perhaps if it's helpful, even thinking of a memory, a time when you were experiencing this emotion. And as you invite it in and feel it, just notice. Notice how and where you are feeling it in your body. Perhaps even placing your hands there. Continuing to breathe, acknowledge, and feel this emotion. And then setting that emotion to the side for a moment. And thinking now of an opposite emotion. Perhaps calm, safe, happy, peaceful. And whatever the opposite is, again inviting it in, perhaps by using a memory, a time when you were feeling this opposite emotion. notice how and where you feel this in the body. And then begin to move back and forth between the emotions. Invite in the first emotion again and let yourself be with it and feel it in the body. And then moving to the opposite and doing this back and forth at your own easy pace, feeling one and then feeling the opposite, back and forth. And when that feels complete, welcoming now both, holding both emotions, feeling both, holding both, welcoming all of these parts of you. And just notice how welcoming both balances, soothes, heals the body and mind. And then allowing your attention to move to thoughts and beliefs that are present. And finding that thought or belief that is holding you back from living, expressing, being your truth, or setting and keeping boundaries. Perhaps if I express or live my truth, I'll be criticized, embarrassed, lose love, money. Perhaps it's not okay or safe to set boundaries. I have to control, fix, or please others to get love, attention, or money. When you find a belief to work with today, hold it as true for a few moments. Silently repeat it. And notice how you feel in your body when you hold it as true. Maybe there's an emotion arising, a memory. More thoughts could be coming in. Remember that whatever you're experiencing is fine. There's no right or wrong, and all parts of you are welcome now. You are capable of being with all of these parts of you. And now finding an opposite truth. Perhaps I'm now capable. Capable and supported to live my truth. Perhaps it's necessary to set boundaries, keep boundaries, so I can heal, be happy, fulfilled. Perhaps I'm only responsible for me. Others are capable, need to take care of themselves. When you find an opposite truth, belief, hold it for a few moments, silently affirming it. Planting the seeds of truth. And as you hold this opposite truth, notice how and where you feel in the body. Emotions arising. More thoughts coming in. Perhaps a vision or an image. Whatever you experience is fine, no right or wrong. And now welcoming and holding both beliefs. Both of these parts of you. Perhaps picturing yourself holding a belief in each hand. And maybe even slowly bringing the hands together. Integrating. Loving. And planting the seeds for your truth. What is true now? And now taking a few moments to connect more deeply with your something bigger. Perhaps you call it God, universe, source, Mother Nature, Buddha, Jesus. Whatever you call it is fine. And just silently letting your something bigger know that you want some support right now. Perhaps asking for courage, wisdom, or insight, guidance. Perhaps assistance with healing something in your life, an illness, a trauma. Whatever it is that you want, need right now, just silently ask your something bigger. Knowing it's always here for you, offering you love and support. And then for a few moments, just feeling, listening. Feeling the love and support, perhaps getting an answer, an image. We all get our guidance in different ways. And thanking your something bigger, letting it know that you are open to receiving its love and support and guidance every moment of every day. And take a moment to notice how you are feeling, resting just as you are. Know that whatever you felt or experienced during the practice is fine. Whatever you feel or experience outside of the practice is fine too. And again, remembering and affirming your deepest wish, your heart's desire for healing, living your truth, boundaries. Silently affirming it and visualizing yourself living it. Feeling it deep in the heart. True in this moment. And if using the practice during the day, slowly come back again to the room, the sounds, the body, gently waking the body, always honoring the body, listening to the body. And if using the practice at bedtime, continue to drift off to deep, peaceful sleep. Knowing from deep within that you are whole, worthy, capable of healing, always loved and supported to heal, live your truth, and set and keep boundaries. May you take this practice into the rest of your day and evening. And thank you for practicing with me.